All right, I'm ready when you guys are.
All right, so the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and outside groups haven't invested as much into this race as the past two. Does that leave you at all concerned as you get to Election Day that they might leave some voters out there that aren't fully aware?
You know, not really. I mean, I am so proud and thrilled of the tens of thousands of Wisconsinites that became a part of this grassroots campaign and supported the campaign through door knocking, phone calls, postcards. I even got a written postcard to Chris Taylor, to vote for Chris Taylor. So there has been a real grassroots effort, and that's really what I wanted to see, because democracy is about the people coming together and not the most powerful groups who come in and try to buy a seat on our state Supreme Court like last April. So, you know, I hope people get out. I think there is a lot of energy. I'm wrapping up a 20-county tour today right here on UW campus. We have been, though, to as far north as Superior, as far south as Beloit, and seen a ton of enthusiasm and people really fired up to make sure that we elect a justice who's going to stand up for their rights, our democracy, our elections. So it was a quieter race than last April. I don't think that's a bad thing. But, you know, of course, I want to make sure every eligible voter gets out and votes. That's what this day is about.
There's that question, as we've got lower spending, of whether this is a return to the old days or if it was simply because this wasn't for the majority. But obviously, you know, the stakes in terms of election after election.
Yeah.
So do you think sleepy, is that an appropriate term, or is that kind of a demeaning term for your race?
No, I think it's a very typical race. You know, if you go back to 2020, Jill Karofsky's, her race with Dan Kelly, it's probably more, and that was also a really unusual race because it was during COVID. But this is our first race after these really two expensive races that were for the majority on the court. This race is still really important because even though there is a 4-3 pro-democracy majority, after this election, we have four more state Supreme Court elections. So the composition of the court is very much in flux. But what I'm hearing from people in all corners of the state, wherever I was, is they really want a court that protects their rights and their freedoms and stands up to the overreach of the federal government that we're seeing, who wants to come in and take over our elections and do things that has typically been reserved constitutionally for the state. And so that's another really important piece, I think, for people. I do think we'll see a robust turnout. Perhaps not what it was last year, but I still think we're going to see people coming out to vote. We're here on campus. A lot of students are voting, and I'm really encouraged by that.
You're a unity candidate and that you've already done work in the Supreme Court chamber, so are you going to be prepared to move down to the end of the bench to take the corner spot?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to be if I'm lucky enough, I'll be at the bottom of the totem pole. But, you know, I have a career that has prepared me so well for this moment and getting on the state Supreme Court. I was an attorney in private practice. I worked at Planned Parenthood, working on issues of reproductive health care. I was a legislator, which really helps as a judge. I've been on the circuit court. I'm now at the Court of Appeals. So I do what the Supreme Court does every day, except we have many more cases at the Court of Appeals. But I love the process of the appellate court because we collaborate. We talk to each other. We write our decisions together. And that really is a strength of mine, to collaborate and cooperate with colleagues. I really love doing that. So it's just, I think, a great fit for me. But really, you know, it's not about me. It's about the people of the state of Wisconsin. And they deserve a justice who's going to prioritize them and not the billionaires and the most powerful. And that's who I've been as a judge. That's who I've been my whole life. That's how I'll be as a justice for the people of this state.
Thank you. It looks
Thank
like the pizzas are
so
here.
So. What pizza? So, right? You want a piece?
No, we're good.
Pick up.